I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Every leader at the G8 summit that opened today in Ontario wants to avoid another global recession. The problem is they can't agree on how best to go about that. That's been evident as President Obama and the other leaders prepared for this weekend. They'll be together at the G8 and also at the larger G20 meeting that opens tomorrow. The gatherings are usually meant to show unity, but not everyone's on the same page right now when it comes to the economy. Here's more from The World's Jason Margolis.
It was a tale of two letters. President Obama sent a note to his European counterparts saying it's not time to take the foot off the accelerator. Then Canadian Prime Minister Stephen Harper responded, via letter, saying it is time to ease off the gas. The gas, in this debate, is government finance stimulus spending, a temporary shot in the arm to help keep the economy moving along. Economist J.D. Foster at the Heritage Foundation in Washington says today's gas pedal debate is all about timing.
There's always a fear that the economy isn't doing as well as you would like, and so if you pull back too soon, you're going to get yourself into trouble, weaken the recovery. The flip side is if you wait too long, you build up so much debt that you not only threaten the recovery, but you threaten another recession when credit markets begin to rebel.
It's a philosophical divide. What's the best way to avoid a return to recession? Keep spending or pay off the debt? Ask two economists, you'll likely get three opinions. J.D. Foster thinks it's time to start tightening our belts.
You reach a point where you have to start assuring the credit markets that you are serious about running a disciplined, responsible federal budget.
That's essentially the Canadian and European position. On the flip side, Cornell economist Ishwar Prasad says if the U.S. government stopped propping up our economy, it could spell trouble for the whole world. Big exporters like China, Japan, and Germany would feel the pain.
The loss of the U.S. market if the U.S. economic recovery were to slow down would be a fairly significant hit. So in the case of the U.S., I think there is some merit to the argument that we need to make sure that the recovery is on track before we put in place serious deficit reduction measures.
But here's the point the Obama administration is making. The U.S. consumer can't fuel the world's growth alone. Other countries also need to keep spending. Here's Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner speaking today.
I think the world understands now that growth in the future around the world can't depend on the United States as much as it did in the past. And so for the world to grow together, you're going to have to see more growth in the other major economies too, not just in the emerging markets, which are very strong now in the United States.
Geithner and President Obama have pledged to reduce the U.S. deficit by the year 2013. Just not yet. The U.S. position may be different from that of Europe and Canada, in part because the U.S. can afford to see things differently. Governments raise money by selling bonds. When investors will no longer buy bonds, governments run into serious budgetary constraints. Economist Ishwar Prasad says in the case of the U.S., that's less of a concern.
Because it has such a deep bond market that whenever there is global financial turmoil, money tends to flow into the U.S. and typically into U.S. government bonds, which are still seen as the safest investment around.
And while all the bickering heading into this weekend's summits could be seen as a bad omen, economist Domenico Lombardi at the Brookings Institution sees it another way. He says world leaders now have the luxury to debate and disagree.
In the earlier summits, the main economists were on the brink of economic depression, and therefore their incentives were very much aligned. The main goal was to contain the spillovers from the financial crisis, and that made things easy in terms of a shared policy response.
The G20 and G8 bodies have no formal authority to make rules. The summits are more an opportunity for world leaders to come together in the same room at the same time. Lombardi says they don't need to rescue the world economy from the brink this weekend, just come away with a better appreciation of why they're seeing things so differently. For The World, I'm Jason Margolis.